even now the site of man
in a certain way.
Whenever there's a soif, whenever there's a chesima, there's a ne'ila, there's a certain kedusha that comes with the end of a certain period of time, the end of a tekufa, and beginning and going into another tekufa. So I just want to share with you for a few minutes some thoughts about the end. Everybody knows that there's a kasha, there's a question. Well, Turim and other Mepharshim talk about it. Why it says in Torah, "Vayom Hashem Moshe, Boy Al Paro, Boy Al Paro, come to Paro." Should say Lech Al Paro. Hashem's Bok's telling Moshe to go to Paro. So why does Hashem's Bok say Boy Al Paro? So there's a story from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Chassid Yigal Leino. The story of the Baal Shem. There was a Misnagid who came to Mezhbiz. He was curious to see what's the inyan of the Baal Shem Tov. So this Misnagid went to Mezhbiz to watch, to see what's with the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And, you know, in those days, the homes were not built on foundations, they were plain sitting on the ground. So some of the good stories we have are of people peeking into other people's windows. You shouldn't do that, but we have some good stories like that. There was a surveillance that took place between Jews without cameras, just surveillance. So this Misnagid wanted to see what's the Baal Shem Tov, and he found out where the Baal Shem Tov's home, where the house was. And he looked into the Baal Shem Tov's house, and he saw that the Rebbetzin was doing something over there by the kitchen, and that there was a very attractive woman that was standing by the table not far from the Baal Shem Tov. So he thought this was an interesting piece of information. And he ran to the Beis Medrash. He wanted to go talk to some of the chassidim there to say that this is what his Rebbe is busy with. The wife is there, and there's some attractive young lady over there. He runs to the Beis Medrash. He comes to the Beis Medrash, and he walks in, and he sees the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is sitting by his shtender, and he's learning. So he thought that it was a mistake. So he asked somebody, he went outside, he didn't tell this to anyone, he went outside, and he asked somebody, where's the Baal Shem Tov live? And the man who walked him to the Baal Shem Tov's house, it's the same place. He looks into the window of the Misnag, and he sees that the Baal Shem Tov is there with the rabbis and with this woman. Now he's already meshuga with this Indian. He runs crazy. He's looking the whole way back, and he runs to the Beis Medrash. He comes to the Beis Medrash, and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is sitting by his stand to learn. Bi'in, Rav. He's learning. He does this a couple of times. He keeps on going back and forth. He says, it can't be. He doesn't tell it to anybody. He just says, this is crazy. Goes back, and he's placed the Baal Shem Tov. Okay, what's he going to do? He went to sleep somewhere. He goes in the morning, and after davening, he goes over to some of the chassidim. He says, you know, I don't know what's going on over here. And he told them what happened. I went to the Baal Shem Tov's house, he's over there. I come to the Beis Medrash, he's over there. I go back and forth the whole night. Half the night, I'm running back and forth to see, and he's in each place. So the chassidim said, go ask the rabbi. What do you want us to do? We see things, a lot of things here that are unusual. You can go ask him. So he did. He went afterwards, and he asked the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And the Baal Shem Tov said to him, he says, maybe you don't say Tikkun Chatzos, but there's a thing we have in the Siddur, it's called Tikkun Chatzos. And Tikkun Chatzos is Tikkun Rachel and Tikkun Leah. And everybody knows the Tikkun Rochel is crying, kinis, bechias, over the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And Tikkun Leah is Lima Torah. It's Tikkun Leah. The Torahs that are brought down. So the Bashem HaKadosh said to the Misnagid, Rachel Imenu is that Karis Bayis. When you looked into my home, I was Isaac and Tikkun Rachel. The woman that was standing there, the beautiful woman that was standing with my wife and I, was Rachel Imenu. And in the Bismedrish, I was Isaac and Tikkun Leah. I was living Torah. It doesn't pass for a woman to be seen in the Bismedrish. But Leah Imenu was there, and I was learning Tikkun Leah. I was doing Tikkun Leah from Tikkun Chatzais. And the tzaddikim say about this maisa, as a tzaddik can zayin, of tzvei erter, of einmal. A tzaddik can be in two places at one time. As a tzaddik can zayin, of tzvei erter, of einmal. A tzaddik can be in two places at one time. And we have other stories like that from the Baal Shem in different places at the same time. Yismach Moshe, a few famous stories. The tzaddikim. Tzaddik and Zayin of Tzvayat of Hainim. Two places at one time. The old scholar Rabbi Schusig Alayna said that maybe that's the remez, the pshat, the oimek pshat. That Hashem Esbach says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Boy al Paro. What does it mean? That Hashem Esbach was saying to him, look, you have to go to Paro. You have a shlichus and the things that need to get done by Paro. But just because you're going to be by Paro doesn't mean that you can't stay over here with me. Just because you're going to be by Paro doesn't mean that you can't stay with me. So he doesn't say, leave me, lechal Paro. He says, boyal Paro. Come to Paro. It means even though you're going to go to Paro, but you're going to stay together with me. You're never going to leave me. That's what the old scholar Rebbe said. On this vart, as a tzaddik, ken zayin, if tzvei erte, if einmal. A tzaddik can be in two places at one time. Boy al paro. Now, when you hear a story from a tzaddik, and especially when we have a Torah that a tzaddik said to explain the ma'is of the Baal Shem. You know, if you look, there's a siddur. They have a beautiful siddur from the Biala Rebbe. So, in all the siddurim of the world, there are 13 animamins. In the Biala siddur, there's a 14th animamin. To believe in the Rabbi Shem Bar Yochai, to believe in the Ariya Kodesh, and to believe in the Torah of the Baal Shem HaKodesh. And I'm a person that believes in that. And I believe that when there's a story from the Baal Shem, especially from any tzaddik, not just the Baal Shem, but especially from the Baal Shem to the Kodesh, then we have to try to understand what the tzaddik is telling us, what the story is telling us. And especially if it comes at this time of Pashas Boy and the Soyuz Man and the Erev Rish Chodesh Shvat Shmuz B'Soyuz Toivitz Erev Rish Chodesh Shvat. The Avoida, what's the Avoida of Boy Al Paro? As a Tzadik Ken Zayin, a Tzadik Ken Zayin, a Tzadik Ken Vi of Tzvei Erter of Ein Mol, to be in two places at one time. Because there are two kinds of Jews. There are two types of Jews. There are two types of B'nai Torah. You have a certain kind of a Jew that when he sits in the Beis Medrash, when he's sitting and learning the Beis Medrash, he's shakua, he's immersed in the Torah. He's learning, he cares. He's medaktik in mitzvahs. He's careful tefillah b'tzibur, the seder of the yeshiva. He tries hard, no matter what, that there should be a seder at night, a shmir sazmanim, and dibul chaverim, and so on. In other words, when he's with Hashem, he puts himself fully into that relationship of being with Hashem. But when he goes to Paro, when he leaves the Beis Medrash, and he goes to the outside world, outside the Beis Medrash, which is called Paro, when he goes to the world outside the Beis Medrash, that's called Paro, so the Baruch Shalom he leaves behind in the Beis Medrash. He doesn't take HaKadosh Baruch Hu with him. Sometimes, during the summer, I spend most of the summers in the mountains, and there are certain Yidden that in the city they live one life, and when they're in the mountains, there's a different life. It means that person can only be in one place at one time. You understand? When he's in the Beis Medrash, then he's in the Beis Medrash. When he leaves the Beis Medrash, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll see you in a month, I'll see you in 3 weeks, a month, stay here. I'm going to Paro right now. I hope to see you when I get back. And the Baruch Hu says, but, I'll see you when I get back. That's one kind of a yeshiva bracha. That's one kind of a ben Torah, a ben yeshiva. Then there's another kind of yeshiva bracha. That in the Beis Medrash, he steigs in learning, he tries tefillah b'tzibur, to be a mensch, and so on, to be a ben Torah. But when he gets up to leave the Beis Medrash, when it comes time for the soif, Zaman, and he gets up to leave the Beis Medrash, a funny thing happens. He hears the HaKadosh Baruch Hu whispering in his ear, Boy Al Paro. And Hashem whispers in his ears and says to him, Remember, Tzadik Ken Zayin of Tzvei Erta of Ein Mol. Just because you're going away from the yeshiva, just because you're going away from my official place, from the Beis Medrash, just because you're going away doesn't mean that you have to leave me. A tzaddik can sein of tzvei erta of ein mol. If you want to be a tzaddik, it means that you have to hear Hashem telling you that wherever you go in life, that wherever you go in life, the Baruch Hashem goes with you. And that's the maimer of the tzaddikim, that many tzaddikim said. It was said in Pshischa. It was said by many tzaddikim that the Inyan of Boy Al Paro is that the Baruch Shalom says to a Jew, don't be afraid, I'll be with you, come with me. Boy Al Paro. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid. Hashem didn't say Lech Al Paro. Lech would imply kilo a person says goodbye to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is going by himself. The Baruch Shalom sees that a Jew cares and he's sincere and he wants to have a kesher. And it's not just a matter of an official semester or a zman. When he's a Jew that lives in that way of Boy Al Paro, then Hashem is megala to that person a koyach of a tzaddik, as a tzaddik can zayn of tzvei erta of ein mol. That a tzaddik can be in two places at the same time. That even though you have to go, and Hashem is Baruch wants a person to go a little bit outside. And just because it says Paro doesn't mean something bad. Moshe Rabbeinu is also going to do a mitzvah to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. But when a person goes on a vacation, when a person goes someplace, Hashem says, good, Adarabba, I have nachas to see my children that they should have a little bit of a break. I have nachas to see that they go somewhere to relax a little bit, to spend time with the family, to spend time with old friends. Maybe to go someplace that's a little bit warmer. It's good. It's good. But the Baruch Shalom is saying, but Gedenk Shem, remember, that just because you're going somewhere doesn't mean that you're leaving me. A tzaddik ken zayin tzvei erta v'ayin mol. A tzaddik means to be a Jew that knows how to be in two places at the same time. It means every single second, wherever you are in the world, you never ever walk away from the Kodesh Baruch. You never ever walk away from the Beis Medrash. You never ever walk away from being a Yirei Shemayim, from being a Ben Torah. Boy Al Paro. Hashem says, I'll go with you. Take me with you. Put me in your suitcase, put me in your carry-on. I'm with you. Wherever you go. I'm with you. You know that every month has a certain tziruf. It's printed in the many siddurim, in the not in all siddurim, but in many siddurim it's printed in Musaf HaShchodesh, where it says the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, how it comes out for that month from a pasuk. Like Nisan is Yismuchu Hashemayim B'Sogel Haaretz, is the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yismuchu Hashemayim B'Sogel Haaretz. What's the tziruf of the month of Shvat? What's the seder of the Oisius of the Shem Havayah? The seder is Hey Yud Vav Hey. We're not going to talk about Shemes, but the tziruf of Shvat is Hey Yud Vav Hey. That comes out from the parasha. In Bechukaisai, the Inyan of Ma'isa Behema, says in Pasuk, V'yamirenu, Yamirenu, Hu Hayo, Usmarasai Kaidish, Ya Kaidish. So it comes out the letters, Hu Hayo, Hu Yiya, Hayo Hu, Usmarasai Kaidish. Comes out the Isis, Hey Yud Vav Hey, in the Pasuk. Is there a Siddur here from Nusach? It has to be Nusach Svat. Nusach Ashnas doesn't usually have it. If they have a Siddur here. So that's the Pasuk. Hu Yiyeh. Smrosa, the exact words of the Pasuk. So that Siruv, so let's say Shvat, Homer Yemirenu, Vahayahu. So Hey Yud Vav Hey. By Ma'isa Behema, if you want to exchange, right? So the Pasuk is Homer Yemirenu Vahayahu. Hey Yud Vav Hey. Homer Yemirenu Vahayahu. If there's an exchange, but the end of the Pasuk is Usmaraso Yekaidish. That the exchange is also holy. There's an exchange that takes place. There's a switching. The person that's mapped is the kedusha on the other animal. Usmarasa yi kaidish. It means that a person has to live in this way. And this is the inyan of the winter. The winter means a time when a person feels a certain dreariness, a certain coldness, and it's schlepping out and it's hard. He doesn't have much of a cheshek. It's not like the beginning of his man. And there's a way for the winter to seep in. And you see in Shvat, Heinani Eitz Yavesh, I feel like a dried out tree, I don't have any koiches left in me. And the person leaves the Beis Medrash and he finds himself far, far away from Kedusha. So the Tziruf of Shvat is Davke Hamer Yimirenu Vahayahu Usmaraso Yiyakardish. That just because you leave the Beis Medrash, it doesn't mean that the Tmura, the other part of your life, outside of the Yeshiva, outside the Beis Medrash, it doesn't mean that it's not Kardish. That's the tziruf of the month of Shvat. That the Kedusha is something which a person lives with. In the way of Boyal Paro, to live with that wherever you are. That's the Kedusha of a Jew. And the etzim of who he is. It means that a person has to have such a rots. Shabbos, by Shalashudas, I mentioned a maisa that and last parasha, everybody's asking, when it says Ve'era, it says Ve'era, El Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yakov. So Rashi says Ve'era is El Ha'ovis, right? And everybody's asking, all the Mefarshim are asking, what does it mean? What did Rashi say? What did he add when he said Ve'era El Ha'ovis? It says in Pasuk, Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yakov. So what's he adding when it says El Ha'ovis? How could they kach that there are people that hold that there couldn't possibly be the correct Girsa in Rashi? There must be something that's not correct over here. Because Rashi's not telling us anything. Ve'era El Ha'ovis. So I was talking in Shalashutis about this. There's a Maisa, the Rebbe Rashab from Lubavitch, who said when it was very close to the Slonim Rebbe, there were big Yedidas. The Rashab from Lubavitch with the Slonim Rebbe. And they used to have Shluchim that went back and forth, all kinds of askandas and different things. So the Slonim Rebbe sent a Shliach, sent a Chosid of his, to go speak, to ask an Eitz about something from the Rebbe Rashab from Lubavitch. And when he came to Lubavitch, he came to the Rashab, and the Rashab was very happy, and he greeted him very warmly. And he said, come, we're having a Febrengen, first come to the Febrengen, then we'll talk about what the Rebbe sent, what was the purpose of your Shlichus. And had a Febrengen. And then afterwards, the Rebbe took him in, Yechidus. And the Rebbe asked him, before you talk about the Inyan that the Rebbe sent you to discuss, I'd like to hear a Torah. What did you hear from your Rebbe, from the Slonim Rebbe? So he said, I heard, is the parish, I heard Ve'era El Av Mitzvah El Yaakov, says in Pasuk, and then Rashi says El Ha'avis. So what does it mean, El Ha'avis? What's Rashi adding? So he said that the Rebbe told us that the word avos means to want. Like it says in Pasuk by Rivka Le'soiva, Ha'isha, Lalechis, V'ulai, maybe she won't want to come. Maybe Rivka won't want to go back with me, with Eliezer. And it's a lashon there of Soiva, maybe she won't want. It's a lashon of wanting, Alef Beis Hei. It's a lashon of wanting, of Chefetz, of Ratzin. So the Slonim Rebbe said, Ve'era El Ha'avis, Rashi's telling us that the Baruch Shalom is telling each and every person, you might think that the only one who I appear to, you might think the only people who I care about and who I connect to are those who are on the Madrega of Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Ve'era El Avram El Yitzchak V'Yaakov. And then right away you look at yourself and you say, ah, that's not me, Hein Ani Eitz Yavesh. I'm a nobody, I'm a dried out, I'm not a fresh piece of fruit, I'm a winter dried out fruit. And the Baruch Shalom has nothing to do with me. So that's why it says, Ve'era Laha Ovis. The Slonim has said, Rashi says, Ve'era Laha Ovis. The Slonim was saying, Ovis is Lashon of Chayfetz of Ratzon. And the Baruch Shalom is telling every Jew, it's not only Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov that I care about. It's not only Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov that I appear to. I appear El Ha'avis. That means I will appear and connect to and be close to any Jew who wants me. Anybody who still wants, anybody who still cares, anybody who has that rots, anybody who has that rots and that will. So the end, the soif, the chasima of a period of time of Kedusha, is a certain ne'ilah that takes place. The ne'ilah that I'm talking to you about is making a decision whether or not you're a Jew of Leich El Paroi or whether you're a Jew of Boy El Paroi. Leich El Paroi means you leave the Torah behind, you leave the Baruch Shalom behind, and you run someplace, you run away like a child. Ketinoik HaBarech MiBeis HaSeif. It was a tvi on Klai Yisrael that we left Har Sinai in such a way. Ketinoik HaBarech MiBeis HaSeif. But you're not babies. That's called Leich El Paroi. Boy El Paroi is a tzaddik ken zayin of Tzvei Erta of Ein Mol. A tzaddik can be in two places at the same time. That's the ma'aseh of the Baal Shem. That just because you're leaving one place doesn't mean that you have to, and you're going to another place doesn't mean that you have to leave that first place. It means that wherever you go, you always go together with the Bari Olam, you always go together with that first place. When a person thinks about that, be'emes and pnimiyus, and it's late and it's not the time to be marich, I know that there's a kvedus right now because of tests and things. But the first five makis, it says Vayechazak Lev Paroi. Right? But the first five makis, Vayechazak Lev Paro, it means that Paro, who hardened Paro's heart by those makis? Everybody say, who hardened his heart? He did. Vayechazak Lev Paro, he himself was an action. He made himself such a hachbodas halev. He made a hard heart, not to hear. The rest of the makis, there he says, "Hashem has anichbadeti esli boy." That's a punishment. That's already a punishment. That since you hardened your own heart, not to hear, by the first five makis. So then the second five makis already anichbadeti esli boy. The Baruch Shalom makes that even if Paro wanted to, he lost his bechira by that point, right? He had bechira by the first five. And he chose to make himself hard. And the punishment was that by the last makis, anihich barati yisliboy. Hashem made his heart harder, and there was no bechir. So Rabbi, so you know, we have a klal in all of Yiddishkeit that if we see something by a peronius, by something which is bared by a punishment, then by a midah tov, by something good, halachas kama v'kama, right? So I had this machshava. Did you see such anhag that the Baruch Shalom has by punishment? So it must be that there's a zelu mazeh in tov. Maybe what it means is that if a person is mechazik himself, he's mechazik himself in the inyanim of Yosef HaTzadik, especially when you're away from yeshiva. You mechazik yourself not to look chalila things that are bad. To try to make sure that you have every day a strong seder in learning. To daven tefillah b'tzibur. To be careful of shmir seinayim. V'chulu v'chulu. And so sometimes a person is mechazik himself. He's mechazik himself. He tries so hard to harden his heart, to be strong, not to give in to the temptations of this world. But then at some point, he just can't do it anymore. He loses his strength. But maybe when Hashem sees that a Jew tries so hard to be mechazik himself, and he comes to a point where, according to his own bechira, that person's own bechira, he doesn't have the strength anymore to choose to be good. He doesn't have the strength. He's going to fall apart. It's too much for him. But if the Baruch Shalom sees that you made yourself strong, vayechazak, you make yourself strong by those first makis, and you mechazik yourself, and you didn't give in, and you didn't look at it, and you didn't, and you guarded yourself, and you were strong. Then me the taiva kvulum chupalis, that certainly the Baruch Shalom, even though you came to a place where your bechira is no longer there and you don't have the strength to choose to be good, maybe at that point Hashem Yisbarach takes away, and even though you don't have the bechira to be good anymore because you don't have the strength, but Hashem will harden your heart not to give in chalila to bad things, not to be weak, not to fail, that he'll be mechazik the heart of a Jew. It's a schar, it's a reward for trying hard. It's a reward for trying hard. How much more so Hashem Shabbat does something in a good way like that? If a person is mechazik himself, then Hashem Shabbat is going to be mechazik you, even though you lost your bechira, you can't do it. You say, I'm finished. Hein ani eitz yavesh. Rav Avraham Leiger says that where he lived, they didn't have fresh fruits from Eretz Yisrael. They only had dried out fruits. They didn't have fresh fruits. My father told me, my father Zalgazon told me that when he was in Europe, he remembered that there was a very rich Jew that actually went to Eretz Yisrael. And he came back from Eretz Yisrael and he brought two peiros from Eretz Yisrael. And my father said that the Jews came to Beis HaMedrash with the Rav, who was a big tzaddik. This is in a place called Ungvar. It was the Ungvar Rav. And they all crowded into Beis HaMedrash. My father said there were hundreds of Jews that were packing and standing outside. They made a Kabbalah sponim for this Yid who came back, one of the Jews from the town who came back from Eretz Yisrael, he brought peiros. And my father remembers that the Rav was crying. And that he was cutting the fruit into tiny little pieces. And these were peiros from Eretz Yisrael. And it wasn't Tu B'Shvat. For them it was a chibur to Eretz Yisrael, a kesha to Eretz Yisrael. But in their minds they never saw such a thing. They never went, they just were dreaming about it. It's possible, as you know, we learned from the Baal Shem Tov, that a person can be far, far away in Chutz Laaretz in the winter. And he could be in two places at the same time. That's the meaning of Tu B'Shvat. Vayuhu Smarasai Kaidish. There's such a kayach. So they say by Pishal is it the Chavis Husi Yalaina. They say by Pishal is it the Chavis. That it was Tu B'Shvat. And there was a big oilum that was pressing into the Beis Medrash. And he didn't have enough payers. He didn't have enough payers to give out. And there was a tremendous amount of people there. And it was running out. So Beis Medrash said, what we say every day. And what's the final thing? The Psalm of Torah Keneged Kulam. So Bishlad Zizhavis said, I don't have enough payers to give out from these payers. But Eilu Parisayim, we say every single day and we believe it. That the Psalm of Torah Keneged Kulam. The Psalm of Torah Keneged Kulam. So that's my bracha to each and every one of you. I know that when I was a kid, I was in yeshiva, and we had on Tu B'Shvat, we had an assembly, and they gave us, each kid got a brown paper bag, and I had in it some boxer, and some figs and stuff. Nothing that any normal kid back then would ever eat. My father loved that stuff. Which is the brown, and they always put in three or four peanuts just to be mahana the oilum. And we used to look through to get the peanuts, the brown paper bag. And then they said Tu B'Shvat, they sang Tu B'Shvat Higia Chage Yilanas. And that was the assembly. And that was the end of it. But we're not children. The Iker payers that we have in this world are all the things that it says over there. All the good things, Achnasas Kala, Ayesameis, Achnasas Orche, Havar Shalom, Adma Chaver Ben Ish Lishta, it's Gevaldige Peiros. The most delicious fruits when a Jew could be good to another Jew, when you could help people out, Achnasas Kala, when you can make Shalom between friends, make Shalom between a husband and wife. But for Salma Torah, can I get cool? Those are the most delicious Peiros. So I want to give each and every one of you a bracha. That we should be all of us together, Zoicha, for Boyal Paro. That wherever you go, and wherever you spend the next period of time, you should be together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should be able to be together with each other. Because a tzaddik can sein, of zwei Erde, of ein Mo. A person can be in two places at the same time. You don't have to give up anything. You have to be strong and hold on. And as I was talking about the Chevra last week or 2 weeks ago, Hamakim Asher Ta'omer Alav Ad Meskoydishu. Remember, the holiest place in the world is the place that you're in at that moment. Hamakim Asher Ta'omer Alav Ad Meskoydishu. Don't be somebody who says, if I'll be in Yerushalayim, if I'll be in Yeshiva, if I'll be in that place, then I'll be good. Hamakim Asher Ta'omer Alav, the place that you're in this second of your life, Ad Meskoydishu. Make it into a holy place. We should be zeichim et Hashem to see the beginning of that time. The surface oila bilanis, and the warmth will return to the earth, and all the dried fruits will once again blossom and be sweet and be delicious, and we'll be able to taste the tam. Ha'etz should be ketam ha'pri, to be zeichim for the pri that we've been waiting to eat from for all of these years. From the Eitz HaChaim with the Gula Shara Amitis, may I be a man or a man.
Amen.
Is that negative?